by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Eidelman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Eidelman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Eidelman Unplugged. My name is Luke Duncan and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Eidelman. Pastor, welcome.
Welcome. It's good to be here. And this is truly Eidelman Unplugged because this is another episode we're doing from our house.
So Eidelman at home.
Hey, there you go.
That's it.
You might hear a dog bark. You might hear firecrackers. 4th of July, you might hear kids cry, but we're going to try to get through this topic.
All sorts of fun stuff just to add to the flavor. So, but we are in the middle of a time of civil unrest. As if a pandemic wasn't enough, we got some civil unrest going on top of it.
To layer
the cake off. So, we've talked in the past about how we handle the pandemic in itself, but now Shane, we're faced with all sorts of fun stuff, from race relations to politics to our dealing with cops and those who keep the law for us and all sorts of stuff like that. And so, in the middle of all that are Christians, and in the middle of all that are Christians with a lot of different perspectives on these issues and how to relate to them and stuff. So, as we get into this episode, how should we, as the church, as Christians, as image bearers of God and Christ, handle and approach civil unrest?
Whew, boy, oh boy. I would say first and foremost that I don't know where a person's at now, but they need to be in the Word and prayer like never before. Churches need to have prayer meetings, worship nights. We need to get saturated in God's Word because that's the only way you're going to know how to respond in these dire times. Because I truly believe that as much as we're to listen and be slow to speak and patient and grace-filled, I also believe that there's coming a time where Christians, there's got to be some boldness, some righteous indignation to say, hey, listen, tearing down some of those statues is wrong. That type of movement is wrong. And call it out. Because there's, over the years, it's kind of crept in this passive kind of say nothing, do nothing, go with the flow, versus Jesus's words, do business until I return, or expose. How do you expose the unfruitful works of darkness if you're not supposed to talk about anything? So I would even direct people to my website right now, ShaneEidelman.com, because I've got a lot of articles that are coming out on this topic of, what are these protesters and these movements, are they godly? And so a Christian's response is interesting because a lot of people, like you mentioned, Christians have different views. A lot of Christians are not saved. If they call themselves Christian, they just call themselves, I mean, I can name
Christian and culture only. Yeah.
I can name dozens of them who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They're rebellious. They're embracing ungodly movements in our country. They look more like Hollywood than the Holy Spirit. And so you have to remember that, okay, a lot of these people probably aren't even saved. That's why parents are probably going, what in the world is going on? I cannot. Or they're quenching and grieving the Spirit. They're not Spirit filled. That's where that term comes from. They're listening to the world's mindset. They're getting their information from CNN and the left leaning liberal news media. And that's why they're thinking that way. They're not saturating their mind in God's Word. So I'm assuming we're talking, if that's striking a chord and you're that type of Christian, I would really encourage repentance, saying, Lord, I need to line up with your Word. I need to repent and get my heart right. And Lord, you show me what your will and way is. But we've got too much rebellion going on and too much, not very teachable spirits and different things. But now if you're talking to Christians who are Christian spirit filled, and, they're struggling too. Boy, oh boy. I mean, with anger, with irritability, with posting things on Facebook. So my motto is always slow to react, but quick to respond. In other words, we don't want to react in anger. We want to respond in love, take it to the Lord. We've got to be examples of gentleness, kindness, grace, and mercy and love. But me and my wife laughed the other day because, we referred to myself as a spiritual sniper, meaning I'll go in and I'll comment things on Facebook or wherever in love, but I'll lay it out there. If somebody's a false prophet, I might, give them things to think about. But I'm not going to go back and look at the comments. Mm-hmm. I could care less. I'm just going in and I'm sniping. Sniper. Boom, boom, boom. I just go in and let people really think. But I'm not going to sit there and go back on. And I mean, now we're getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments a day just on Facebook. So it's impossible to even regulate them. So I'll go in sometimes and just, have you thought about this? And just, you know, for example, I'll speak into the real issue behind the Black Lives Matter and what they're really promoting. And I'm not going to sit here and debate it with you all day. I just told you the truth about it. I laid it out. Sniper. Boom. So maybe more Christian snipers in the good way, spiritually speaking, you know, where they're going, hey, have you guys thought about this? We love you. And just speak. And, but you don't get going back and forth and blah, 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 blah. So I would actually say, I think Christians do need to respond more in love and challenge people, because everyone else is coming out of the closet. Everyone else is destroying things and being chaotic, but Christians are supposed to be a doormat. The world is supposed to be the steamroller and we're the pavement. Now, on the flip side, understand that that can be taken to the wrong extreme, because we are to turn the other cheek. We are to, you know, forgive those who have wronged us. We are to give someone something more that have taken from us. This isn't a, you know, Christians aren't to fight for all their rights. And even though there are God-given rights, I think we need to fight for, we think we need to pray for our children and grandchildren, God-given rights, the right to worship, the right to express ourselves in a way that honors God. And when you see all these ungodly movements coming in, trying to abort children and push ungodly agendas, there should be righteous indignation that comes up. So that is my thoughts for parents that you're struggling with your kids following the world and not Christ. Don't give up. Take it to prayer and fasting. I guarantee they don't need to hear a sermon from you right now. Let them stumble on one of my sermons or somebody else's sermons or somebody else's articles and just pray for them, pray for them, pray for them. Because, you know, even my daughter's been changed spiritually by not necessarily my sermons, you know, other sermons out there. So I think we need just be in a time of prayer, seizing our words with grace, not getting in these rants, but I think we do need to start speaking the truth in love and challenging these predispositions of what, you know, all Americans are racist. America is bad. No, did you know America's not bad? That many people fought against slavery, 300,000 died in the Union side of the Civil War, and that come on, people, wake up. Actually, the Democratic Party was the party of slavery. And so, you know, people just, they don't do their homework. They don't know. I'm not trying to get political again. I'm just telling you the facts. We have been so blindsided and so pushed back that now we just feel like saying anything is wrong when that's not the truth. Look at how bold Jesus was. He called out the religious leaders. He called out the Pharisees. He called out the kings and Pontius Pilate and nation and cities that were in sin. But he had gentleness and love about him so that when he spoke, people listened.
Do you think it's appropriate for the believer going through circumstances like this to make the extra effort to identify whether they at any moment in time are speaking to a person or an idea?
Oh, that's a good point, because many times we are speaking to an idea. These Christians don't have the word of God as their backing. They have an idea. For example, Jen Hatmaker just came out this week that supporting her daughter being gay. And now she's a Christian leader. So, I mean, that's dangerously close to being a false prophet, apostate. But is she just not clear on what the Bible says? Biblical illiteracy is very high right now. And so, you know, I give people the benefit of the doubt, but they're being swayed by what the world says. Love people and be tolerable. Well, how about loving people by telling them the truth? Why are all these groups that are so tolerable of wanting to be tolerable of sin aren't tolerable of those who embrace God's word? So, I think, does that answer your question? That I think a lot of people are being swayed by the media. You know, look at what happened to George Floyd there in Minneapolis. Terrible. But then you take it and all hell breaks loose because they're allowing the media to shape how they're thinking instead of allowing God's word to shape how they're thinking. Because actually, there should be a big movement right now. Whether it's Black Lives Matter or Asian Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives, I mean, it doesn't really matter. The big movement with Christians should be all lives matter under the banner of the flag, the Star Spangled Banner, whatever. It's all Americans coming together, being united. loving Jesus, loving God, and being united in that as believers. We shouldn't be dividing over these worldly type of movements and issues, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that to do that, that's where you talk about, you know, you sit down. There will be Christians that have the opportunity to do things like what we're doing right now, where you sit down in a person's living room and you have a conversation with somebody. And I think in those moments it helps to identify at any moment whether you are talking, you're working to deconstruct an idea, and perhaps you're getting somebody to think about ideas that they haven't considered before. And then times where you're also talking to the broken heart of the person,
right?
The heart of the person that is broken in sin, that's enslaved to a specific type of sin or sinful tendencies or whatever it may be. Because I think that's going to influence the presentation of whatever you're gonna say. And so
right.
A lot of people, I think, for lack of, you know, you made reference to the passivity of the church previously. I think a lot of people have reverted to passivity.
Well, it is easier.
For sure. But for lack of,
I would love to be passive.
Having the opportunity to connect with the person they're talking to.
Right.
And I think that sometimes people safer being passive instead of asking a question. Well, that person might try to rip my head off.
Some spirit-filled boldness again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think boldness comes with brokenness.
Yep. Filling of the spirit.
I've heard you preach that a lot. Yeah. So I know that that's nothing new for you. So, I think one thing too, you know, we look back at the church just as we wrap the program up. We look back at the church, and civil unrest is not new.
No, no.
It's very old.
No. It happened in Rome. You know, I mean, Nero accused the Christians of burning the city. And we see in the early church, not only in Rome, but as the church began to grow up above Jerusalem in Asia Minor, Turkey area, you know, there was always been. Even now, look at our brothers. If you're listening, say a prayer for Africa. The slaughtering of Christians is happening there too. We need to be more focused on that as well, and just pray for those brothers and sisters there in Africa who are losing their lives over their faith.
Amen. Yeah, and while you're doing that, I think just remember too, because people are talking about end times and they're talking about all sorts of stuff too. And just remember that for as much as we have been blessed with peace in the United States, there's a lot of our brothers and sisters at present and in the past that haven't had that Christian life experience. Their Christian life experience has been one of sun up to sundown civil unrest. So. But I take personally, I think you'd probably be there with me too. I take a lot of comfort in that.
Yeah, for sure.
God hasn't changed, even though lots of brothers and sisters have gone through that.
Yeah. Trust in God's sovereignty. Great way to end. People need to get back to that versus what's on the news.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening to this episode of Idleman Unplugged. If you have a topic or a question that you would like to hear on the podcast, send us an email and let us know. You can get a hold of us at shaneidleman.com or westsidechristianfellowship.org. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I'm your host here with Pastor Shane Idleman. Join us again on the next episode of Idleman Unplugged.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneidleman.com. Again, that's shaneidleman.com. El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality and Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must-read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.